The General Services Administration is extending the FTS 2001 bridge contract for as much as another year. Nearly a year after telling agencies to make the transition to the network's telecommunications contract by summer of 2011, many large agencies haven't finished moving off that old contract. Federal News Radio reporter Jason Miller has details. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
GSA wasn't expected to extend this again, the FTS 2001 bridge contracts. Why did they have to do that?
It was a little surprising yesterday at the Affirm lunch. I caught up with Carl Krumholz, and that was actually my first question. And I think there's a couple of reasons why that this extension was needed. First, and the obvious one, is agencies are not ready and have not moved to the networks contract yet. Now, remember, GSA awarded networks in 2007 to Quest, AT&T, Verizon, and Level 3 Communications under what they call their Enterprise and Universal Contract Vehicles. Agencies were to have started moving to networks in the first few years and be done by now, but progress has been slow, to say the least. So GSA initially said, okay, we're going to need to do a drop-dead date, transition date between May or June of this year, depending on when the current FTS 2001 deals ended for the specific vendors. But, you know, Carl Krumholz is the director of network services programs at GSA, and he says an extension is necessary as agencies move closer to that drop-dead date.
We went out to all the agencies and said, do you need the new contracts? Are you going to be done? And are you 100% done? Or do you think you're going to be 100% done? If you are, we're using a different approach this time where we're actually naming agencies on the contract that will be authorized to use it, not just for all government, but only these agencies that are not done. So we've listed the agencies on each of these contracts.
Now, Krumholz says the FTS 2001 bridge contract extension for Quest is already in place. GSA is reviewing proposals from Verizon and AT&T and Sprint. Now, Sprint didn't win a place on the networks contract, but they have been a FTS 2001 provider over the last decade or so. Now, Krumholz expects all these deals to be finished by the deadline of mid-June, so agencies' services will continue, which is their plan, continue the services that are already under FTS 2001. The extension bridge contract is for 6 months with 1 6-month option. Excuse me. So GSA expects all agencies to be on networks no later than next summer now.
Sounds familiar. Now, how close are agencies to making this full transition? We've been at this for 4 years now.
Yeah, it's been a long time, it feels like. GSA reports that 85% of all connections have been transitioned to networks, but that last 14-15% may actually be the hardest. Krumholz says 58 agencies, mostly smaller ones, are 100% using networks. But some of the larger ones, Energy and the National Science Foundation, to name two, actually have already made the full transition. But virtually every other large agency will need that FTS 2001 extension, and about 60% of the value of the contract hasn't transitioned yet.
There are still some agencies that have yet not made fair opportunity decisions. And if you haven't even done that yet, you have a long road to go in completing the complete transition. Those that are working with carriers, they're moving along, and I have no thought that they're not going to get done in a reasonable amount of time. Those that still have fair opportunities to make could be protested, and most of those are statements of work that have already been protested in the past. So that's my biggest concern.
Roughly how many agencies are we talking about that still haven't made a fair opportunity decision?
In the category of, say, half a dozen.
Now, Krumholz mentioned a couple of agencies that still haven't even done their fair opportunity decisions, which is basically award their contracts to one of those vendors, AT&T, Verizon, Quest, Level 3 Communications. And part of the reason is protests. The Social Security Administration and Interior Department are two that have not made those awards yet because of protests to GAO or other places. Other agencies, as of April 28th, now this is GSA data on their website, which we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com, Justice, EPA, parts of DHS, all have statements of work out there, and in all, there's 30 statements of work still out there. Now, some things are minor, like secondary voice network or continuity of operation services, but there are a few big ones still out there. Krumholz says GSA is getting some help in pushing agencies to make this transition as quickly as possible.
The greatest incentive that we can provide agencies is for some pressure to be placed on the agency from above, and that leverage is being placed now by OMB. OMB has become a very highly engaged partner with GSA in encouraging agencies to move on to the new contracts, and my assessment at this point is that agencies are fully engaged. They're moving as quickly as they can, and like any transition or anything of this sort, there are so many details associated with defining requirements, defining their inventory, getting the carrier to understand what the inventory is such that they can then order and move the services. So we're even working together with agencies to encourage the carriers and the agencies to work together to move as quickly as they can.
Now, as GSA is pushing for agencies to move to the networks contract, Krumholz's office is starting to do some research for the follow-on to networks contract, what they're calling Networks 2020. Krumholz says it's in the early stages of planning. GSA is meeting with agencies, asking them about their current needs, their future needs. And, in fact, GSA released some information about Networks 2020 on their blog, the Federal Acquisition Service blog, which we have linked up again at federalnewsradio.com.
I was going to say maybe they should call it 2025 to give themselves plenty of running room there. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, networks is just one area GSA is focusing on. What are some other acquisition programs or changes coming from Federal Acquisition Service?
Obviously, there's a lot going on. The next big thing coming from GSA, FAS, is something called an integrations contract. Mike Neal is the Deputy Director of GWAC programs at GSA.
What the integrations effort deals with is trying to integrate all the different support-type services, such as professional engineering services, the PES schedule, the MOBIS schedule, the Log World schedule, all these different schedules into under one roof to where, you know, a government agency can go and obtain these services under one contract instead of having to try to piece the contract together or have a prime sub-relationships with all the different schedules types. And that's one way to allow agencies to obtain some services on a cost-reimbursable basis is compared to having to do everything under a fixed price or a labor hour type of arrangement.
Now, Mike O'Neill, who just heard speaking there, says GSA has tried this in the past, but hasn't been very successful, and for several reasons. A lot of it revolved around culture and the merger of FTS and FSS, the Federal Technology Service, and the Federal Supply Schedule that became now what we know as FAS. Now, this is important for agencies because the way they buy services is different. It's changing. They no longer will have to buy services under one contract and then move to another contract. They can kind of buy it, as he says, through the integrations contract with his, which is, you know, looking at MOBIS, which is a services contract or engineering. And sometimes you need multiple services from multiple contracts. And then, of course, O'Neill says that you can also buy through, you don't have to, everything doesn't have to be firm fixed price, but you can do cost reimbursement type contracts, labor hours, time and materials. Now, he says there's no time frame for this integrations effort to get done, but the initial business case has been developed and is now under review by the General Schedules and Services Group at FAS. Then it will go to senior FAS management and then eventually go to vendors for comment. Now, beyond the integrations contract, the GSA also is working on several new or additional contracts. Larry Hale is GSA's Director of Strategic Solutions and Security Services, and he says GSA is preparing to transform the HSPD-12 managed services offerings.
We need physical access services. We need logical access services. We want them all to be integrated. We want them to work together. We want to be able to go to other agencies with our cards, etc. We are at the fortunate position to be at a transition point in our service contract for HSPD-12, which gives us the opportunity to focus on security in guaranteeing and protecting the risk of the identities, those 700,000 identities that we're responsible for managing, keeping that secure, at the same time doing additional acquisitions and new acquisitions to offer new services in response to our customer demands and the policies of 1111. So we are in the process, and there will be procurements pending soon for those kind of additional services to be offered through the HSPD-12 Managed Services Office.
Now, Hale also says that GSA is preparing what they're calling SmartBuy 2.0. This will be the second version of the Enterprise Software Buying Initiative. In fact, Hale had to run out the door yesterday after the Affirm lunch and met with OMB and Federal CIO Vivek Kundra about this initiative, so they are making some progress. Hale says they've created what they call a commodity team to review with agencies plans for large software purchases, not just this year, but in coming years as well. In working with CIOs and chief acquisition officers and others, Hale says they have an idea about 80% of the money where it's being spent right now on software. And that's actually, that gives them a good pathway to say, okay, where do we need other enterprise-wide deals? Hale says along those same lines, GSA posted a draft RFP just yesterday for wireless services and technologies on the Better Buy Wiki. Again, we have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com. The goal here is to get volume discounts for devices, services, and support for those mobile devices everyone has on their pockets and their hips and the tablet computers that everybody wants. Now, the other person on this panel is Patricia Waddell. She's the Deputy Director of IT Schedules, so Schedule 70. And she says her office is doing several things. It will release a contracts guide in July. It's going to upgrade its call center to support what they call Tier 3 calls. And these are the most complex, most calls that need the most immediate attention. And she's going to do this by the end of September. And they're finalizing a new strategic plan to keep the IT schedules evolving and meeting customer agency needs. Now, finally, Waddell says FAS also is testing a new system to what they call accept electronic offers or e-offers for agents, for vendors to get on the schedule, and e-mods or e-modifications. So if you have a schedule contract, you can change it more easily. And it's being tested right now with 70 vendors, and eventually it will be expanded in early 2012 to all schedule contract holders if all goes well.